entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
And now a star is born. On February 18th, 1974, the world welcomed little baby Jillian Michaels. After her delivery, the mom of the fitness expert needed a little motivation to lose that baby weight.
Get your ass on the treadmill now.
Jillian Michaels, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Rappaport, a new beginning for Venezuela.
The Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard their beautiful voice. They are turning the page on socialism. Turning the page on dictatorship.
President Trump in Miami also calling out supporters of disputed President Nicolas Maduro.
You can choose to accept President Guaido's generous offer of amnesty to live your life in peace with your families and your countrymen.
Dozens of nations no longer recognize Maduro as a legitimate leader. The plot thickens in the alleged attack on Empire star Jussie Smollett.
Smollett's team has been saying that he is further victimized by the claims that he staged his own attack. Over the weekend, police told me that Smollett is no longer considered a victim in this case.
That's right.
They stopped short of saying that he is a suspect.
Fox's Mike Tobin. This is Fox News.
He is a suspect. The rest is suspect.
Holiday in February.
Peace.
And not just for the sales.
Douchebag.
The presidents affect me every day.
Kind of a dickhead makes up a...
Listen to my tale.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I was washing tons of clothes. Water's leaking on the floor. Jefferson is home too late. He's out with the girl next door. Ike Carter sneaking in the back. Past the bushes in the haze, I'd feel more better if I'd tailor. She had to go away. It's a harding being tough. It will pierce my heart to say Hoover makes me mad. Wilson's tapped a Bracken leg. Eisenhower before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late. He said my Tyler had a flat, a nail poked it in the side. You think you can't get home, Buchanan, I'll tell you why. I know the jack's in the trunk, right behind the spare. Garfield around there in the dark, I'm sure you'll find it there. Harrison, you're late again, don't make your mama cry. Arthur thinks that you're not telling us, give it the Coolidge try. Eisenhower before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late.
It's happening again.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
All right. And yes, I meant it when I said the work that Pastor Ken Austin with Mercy House is doing is electrifying. It's overwhelming, and it's so important. But guess what? My friend Marianne Plemons just texted me, and she pointed out a post. I put this little thing up. Let me show you. It's a group of... It's just a funny meme. Mm-hmm. You can see the dogs with glasses, and there's a cat with glasses. And mm-hmm. the Mimi is, I wonder if the cat knows it's adopted. It's cute. So, Marianne brought my attention to a post from Nora. And you may remember this. She says, speaking of dogs, Greg, remember little Bella from the Humane Society of Elmore County. Bellamore, we should call it Bellamore County in honor of the dog. She has been fostering with me since December while she's being treated for heartworms. Thanks to you and the exposure you gave her, her treatments were covered and she was given a new lease on life. Bella is one of the nicest little dogs and is truly a smart and happy girl. She is doing very well in treatment and should be finished soon. I just wanted to thank you so much for all you do for the animals. Damn. That's just, look at that.
It's an adorable little dog. It really is.
And I said to Nora, I mean, thanks for the most day-making post I've had on Facebook in a long, long time. That just makes me feel so good. I don't get credit for that. That's just trying to get the word out on a worthy situation like we did today. You know, we try to pick situations where individuals can make a difference, you know. There's a lot of stuff we can only do something about at the ballot box. But when there's a little dog that is in need of life-saving but expensive treatment and somebody steps up and covers that, and now the dog is doing fine, that's when I feel like I'm doing my job. And I gotta find a way. You know what my daughter's doing for her birthday? She is doing a fundraiser for possums. Possum research.
Okay.
Because, you know, she rescued one.
Yeah.
And while I admit that possums are not like cats and dogs where they're almost all cute, you got to see this little creature. It can't be released back into the wild because it's had to be domesticated to save its life. But it's a fascinating creature to watch. And it's a marsupial. And marsupials...
So it has a pouch?
Pouches. They give birth... Sadly, they may give birth to more than 10. And if they do, some will not live. But they can carry 10 on their back. I saw it one morning, just after a daybreak. It was walking along that cyclone fence behind the building at the bottom of the ravine where I fell in the sewer.
Right, yeah. I remember when you fell.
I should put a historic landmark sign there. And at first I thought, oh my God, that poor thing has cancer. Look at all the tumors growing on the side. It was clearly misshapen. And then I came in. It might have been Bubba. And I said, you should have seen the possum I just saw. And he says, dumbass, it had babies. Those are babies it's carrying on its back. It's pretty amazing to see, though. All the wonders of God. So Janelle got a picture of, she named her possum Penelope. With the lips puckered, it's the funniest thing. She says, here's a Valentine's Day kiss from Penelope. From Grand Possum. Cute stuff. I'm just so happy. Nora, thank you. I don't know if you're listening or not. But you have no idea what it means to get follow-up like that. We love to help when we have follow-up on a situation. It's just so nice to hear. Because we worry about all of this stuff. That's why God should... Here's my lotto ticket.
Oh, really?
I bought this December 29th. I get to play every Wednesday and Saturday till the middle of June. Maybe I am rich and I don't know it.
Maybe.
I got to check these winning numbers out. We did our thanks to Clark's earlier in the show. I want to thank everybody that put up with me and my bathroom drama, but you have no idea. If you could see the MRI of my back, it's a mess. It really is. There are people with far worse problems, don't get me wrong. No pity here. I don't want violins or anything. But having the larger tub makes it possible for me to fill it with hot water and just let all of that loosen up so I can get around a little bit better. And to have that back now, I'm just so grateful. That, to me, that makes me feel like a rich man.
Yeah.
It's not, God knows it's not my bank account. You know, I don't, do you see gold chains or?
No. At least not on your chest.
Well, now, where else would I hang
a gold chain? I don't
know.
It's your body.
Thanks. Thanks for protecting me and the rights of my body. Thanks to everybody on the Clark's plumbing team. Somewhere I have a group photo of them. Five of them in the bathroom standing before the completed thing, and I had to wait till 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon for the caulking and everything to be 100% dry. And it was like a NASA launch for me, you know, to turn the handle over and watch it fill and no moisture coming into the carpeting. They did a phenomenal job. They're so good. If you want the best, not only in plumbing, but top-notch heating and air conditioning specialists, a Clark's Club membership is a great idea. Because you get two annual tune-ups to your heating and AC system to keep it running efficiently. It almost pays for itself in lowered electric costs. And priority service. You know, something leaking into the house, your water heater blows up, whatever. They're a phone call away at 277-2125. I call it urgent care. And until it happens to you, you don't know how important it is to have access to people that will be on the way with your call. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. It's Clark's. It is Clark's. Alabama certification number 99004. We do have some showers overspreading the area. Why don't we go down and take a look?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring me one of those gangster hats that you wear so I could look hip too.
Yeah, I'll let you have some of my cheap heat. I call it cheap heat. You keep being a mark for it. It's amazing.
Bring me one that's washed.
No, I'll get you my canvas one that matches your crocodile
Dundee vest.
Yeah. I have one that matches that exact color.
Wow, then we'll take a picture together.
Yeah, we'll look very fashionable.
Brother. All right, hang on 1 second. Let me reach out to the traffic dungeon and get that. And now we're ready to go with traffic news and what, just like a real radio station.
As we move into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour, please be careful. The streets are wet. Montgomery Skywatch traffic has an accident for you in a very inconvenient place. It is on Taylor Road. That's at University Court. That's right next to the interstate by Jack's Hamburgers. If you're headed that way, please be careful. The rest of Taylor Road is crowded all the way down to the Atlanta Highway. The Atlanta Highway has a big crowd all the way from Taylor Road out to Eastdale Mall. We have an accident with injury at 1900 Miles Street. That is off of Day Street in the west part of Montgomery. Watch out for the emergency vehicles as they head to that scene. Around the boulevard, it's not a bad ride. You will slow down at most of the intersections. We have a big crowd at Troy Highway and at the I-85 intersection. If you're headed up to Prattville or Wetumpka, don't worry. You have a smooth ride. Be careful. Slow down and watch out for the wet streets. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was wanted on murder charges shot and killed himself in Montgomery yesterday. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection with the shooting death of his 33-year-old ex-wife in Sampson, where he had been an officer. Deputies pulled Green over on Interstate 65 near the West South Boulevard. That's when he took his own life. A German firm is opening its new North American headquarters in Alabama. SWJ Technology will build a new 5,000-square-foot facility in a part of Tuscaloosa that was devastated by a tornado in 2011. Montgomery police say the man suspected of setting his wife on fire this weekend was also injured in the incident and is hospitalized. They say he will be taken into custody and charged with the crime when he's released. No names have been released in the case. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBSA and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're getting ready for a very active week of weather and very wet at times. For tonight, cloudy. There could be a couple of showers later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, a breezy day. Kind of chilly. Periods of rain. High 54. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are warmer with scattered showers and thunderstorms around at times. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. Highs in the 70s. And then more rain likely on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
It sounds great on Wall Street. The Dow surging 443 points on Friday, boosted by new hopes for a trade deal with China. The Dow and NASDAQ both riding eight-week winning streaks. The S&P 500 has been up seven of the last eight. Meantime, shoppers could be in a spending mood soon. Consumer confidence gaining more than expected in the first part of February. Americans liking the new direction of the Federal Reserve, holding off on interest rate hikes, at least for now. But American factories are slowing down a bit, industrial production dropping in January. We saw a steep decline in the making of motor vehicles and auto parts. And what good is a clean car if you can't drive it? Honda recalling more than 100,000 of its Ridgeline truck models from 2017 through 2019. Turns out that acids found in many car wash soaps can damage the fuel pipes, causing fires. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect, but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
Give us more authority and more ability.
For all of this talk about rules, we make them up as we go along.
A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose.
Put the legislation together to control the people.
We go through the gate's closed, we'll go over the fence is too high, we'll pole vault in. If that doesn't work, we'll parachute in, but we're going to get health care reform passed.
They also knew, those founding fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
There needs to be a focus on an immediate increase in spending.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
We have so many people who can't see a fat man standing beside a thin one without coming to the conclusion the fat man got that way by taking advantage of the thin one.
I think there are a lot of very rich people out there whom we can tax at a point down the road and recover some of this money.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
They'll be crying out for public options.
It's the cost, I think, of having the kind of America that we want to have.
Our natural, unalienable rights are now considered to be a dispensation of government. And freedom has never been so fragile, so close to slipping from our grasp as it is at this moment.
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages?
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Those voices don't speak for the rest of us. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth.
There have been times where America's shown arrogance.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, you were the face of arrogance.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah. Welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Is that digital gangsters? What are they talking about? Facebook under fire for election influence. Yeah. Basically censoring anybody with a... They're even pulling stories on Jussie Smollett. That's really frightening. Why do they care? Run your business, make your money, and unless somebody threatens somebody in a meaningful way, like, I'm going to come kill you, we actually had somebody that... God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give names or even too many details, but we actually had somebody that worked here that had a beef, so to speak, and said, let's settle it in the parking lot. And the boss said, no, bye. We don't settle beefs in our parking lot here. You wonder, what the hell were you thinking? Blood. So we talked earlier about this being President's Day and so forth. Ronald Reagan was not only a great and inspiring speaker, but he was funny on the cuff.
You're asking a hypothetical question, and I found out that I never get in trouble if I don't answer one of those. So, never, Sam.
Mr. President, in talking about the continuing recession tonight, you have blamed mistakes of the past, and you have blamed the Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?
Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat.
Wow. Here's a... Before we continue, I just saw this on Gateway Pundit. This is pretty serious stuff, too. President Trump rips dirty Jeff Sessions.
Oh, no.
Another beauty. And DOJ for illegal and treasonous acts. I really, really, really hope that... Wow. I mean, you wonder why nothing happened. When all this stuff, I mean, anybody that listens to talk, conservative talk radio, was well aware of all this stuff from the phony dossier, and nothing happened. Nobody's been held accountable for a damn thing. But this morning he lashed out at McKay, Rod Rosenstein, calling their discussions to remove him from office via the 25th Amendment illegal and treasonous. And he also reserved some choice words for AWOL Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Wow. He and Rod Rosenstein were hired by Jeff Sessions. Looked like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. There's a lot of explaining to do to the millions of people who had elected a president who they really like. And it was done a great job for them with the military, vets, economy, and so much. That's not particularly humble, but didn't we sit here for the entire time wondering what's going on?
Yes.
When is something going to happen? When is somebody going to go after these people? You didn't have to be a genius to know that they were dirty, but I read the other day that something compromised Jeff Sessions at the get-go, not to mention, you know, his recusal. You should have made that known and maybe taken a different job in the Trump administration. That was terribly disappointing. At 527. We've talked about Duck Lips Baldwin, as in Alec Baldwin, back on SNL after he's had his case with the guy he punched in public and all his other little peccadilloes, his verbal abuse of his daughter when she was a little kid. This guy must have something on everybody because he keeps coming back. He's not funny. When Chevy Chase, I liked Gerald Ford. Of course, in those days, everybody was pretty much the same. But when Chevy Chase did the stumble stuff with Ford, or when Dan Aykroyd did Jimmy Carter, it was done with a wink and a nod and a smile. And it was funny. What's happening on SNL right now is people processing their liver bile in public. And when we had a chance to talk to one of the best impressionists ever, Rich Little, this is what he had to say about Trump.
Do you have anybody that you bounce those off to say, hey, how does this sound to you, or is it just your own, you figure it out for yourself?
Well, it's like doing Donald Trump, you know, so I'm still working on it. It's a difficult voice to do because, you know, Donald Trump has two voices. He has the one where he's speaking to a large crowd.
Right.
Shouting, and then the intimate, you know, one-on-one Donald Trump, and they're two different sounds, so you got to pick one or the other, you know.
He did an amazing Nixon.
I'm working on it.
But, you know, all the people, it numbers in the into the hundreds. You never humiliated anybody. You know, there was always a good nature to it. There was no meanness in your impersonations.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the problem with Saturday Night Live is it's a good show, but sometimes they go way too far.
I agree.
Cruel, you know?
No, I agree. I can't. Right now, I'm finding it unwatchable. I'm not interested in seeing Alec Baldwin do.
Well, you know, Alec Baldwin looks like him more than sounds like him, but you can tell he doesn't like them. Mm-hmm. And if you like somebody, usually impressionist is easier to do, you know, if you admire them. But it's obvious he doesn't. So that creates a problem for him. That you won't see him going to the inauguration.
No, and it's a shame that so many are refusing because their politics are different. That's a different topic, though. I have such great respect for him because, right. Again, I mean, even Nixon picked up on the value of that type of television with four words that he said on Laughing, which in many respects was the groundbreaker that made Saturday Night Live possible. Sock it to me. Because that was the catchphrase of the show. And I think that helped him at the time. That was before the whole Watergate fake news thing came along. That, you know, that movie about that Liam Neeson is where he plays Deep Throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason he did that is because he got passed over to become FBI director. That's when he started spilling the beans on what was going on. But there's a scene in that movie, I'm assuming that it's at some level based on either an anecdotal remembrance or something, where he and whoever else is in the room, and I forget the names, say, presidents come and go, but the FBI and CIA are forever. Think about that. Maybe they should be term limited, too. All right, I've got my ticket. I may be rich. I have to type in my winning numbers.
Okay.
Into the machine. Let's see, 17, 18, 24, and 50. I picked 50 because it was my age. P-S-E-S. Well, it doesn't go higher than 54. What am I supposed to do? All right. Can we have a drum roll here? Because I'm going to find out just how much I've won. I bought this ticket December 29th on the way back from Christmas visit to Goose. So I have no idea. I haven't checked it since I bought it. So there's at least like a dozen drawings. Let's see, Joe. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you win?
Well, the first day, Wednesday, oh, wait a minute, no. Oh, Saturday, December 29th. All right, see that there? 12/29/2018. The very first drawing on this ticket won $5.
Oh, wow.
$5.50.
Oh, wow.
But that's it. Nothing since.
All right, then.
44, 48, okay.
It's not even worth collecting.
Well, I'm not going to jump in the car and drive down to a gas station in Florida after the show, correct. But I still have till June 19th to win this. I should live so long, right? It is 5:33. Now, what did I miss here? Did I miss something? Did I forget to do something? I've got so many windows open. We're not going to be able to run the Kamala Harris audio. But let me tell you something. She's a piece of work. Oh, did you see this other story here? That alleged picture of Ruth Bader. See, she's alive. That's that. They did a little research. That photo that they released this week, she's not anywhere.
Right.
She's not.
She's having a rough go of it. She really is.
It's terrible, but I think, talk about 25th Amendment because you don't like Trump. They do have the power to say she's unable to, incapable to performing her duties on the Supreme Court. And won't that be a fun nomination process? If you think the Kavanaugh hearings were, you ain't seen nothing yet, as Bachman-Turner Overweight once said so eloquently in 1974. 5:34 is the time. I have had the pleasure of working with Charles Bubba Turner and John Lee Paints for a long, long time. And I found out a couple of things from them when I stopped by recently. If you're doing an exterior paint at John Lee Paints, they now sell a paint called Solar Proof. It's a low sheen paint, 100% acrylic, self-priming, which means you don't have to put an undercoat on. Higher solids leaves a thicker coating on the surface for superior durability and superior mildew resistance. And you can get it at John Lee Paints. It's their brand, Solar Proof, low sheen. So if you're painting anything on the exterior, this means when it gets to be hot, when the weather is extreme, no matter what, this paint will bear up to it. And by the way, if you're doing an exterior color in some parts of Montgomery, you got to check to make sure it's within code. Solar Proof at John Lee Paints. They also sell Insulex, and that's a chlorinated rubber swimming pool paint with a semi-gloss finish. Every once in a while, it's time to repaint the pool. Think of John Lee Paints and Insulex. And of course, for all your painting needs, indoors, outdoors, there is Richards paint, which is formulated for the interior much the same way the outdoor paint, the Solar Proof paint, is for the outside, to leave that rich finish that doesn't, you know, the covers, that you don't have to do the primer coat, where you don't have to worry that it's going to not dry evenly. Paint is never something to be bought by price. It's something to be bought by quality, and John Lee Paints has it. Their own brand now, for exterior painting. And, of course, Richards, we've been talking about for a long time. They can also sell you everything else you need to achieve the best possible result when it comes to painting the inside or outside of your home. You can see them. What did the sign in the front say? Measure me up at the sum of them. It's meaningful. Trust me. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. When you visit John Lee Paints, please tell them. Not John Lee Paints, please tell them. Paints, please tell them you heard about them here. Charles Bubba Turner will appreciate it. Great group over there.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents for you. We have a minor crash on I-85 southbound. It's just before exit 4. That's Perry Hill Road, so be careful if you're headed south on I-85. At I-85 south at Ann Street, we also have a tire in the roadway, so be careful there. And at Taylor Road before Vaughn, right in the middle lane, that's between East Chase and Taylor Road, we have an accident there, so be careful this afternoon. Lots of traffic, the streets are wet, and there's some hassles out there. Just watch out for the other guy and slow down just a little bit. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police say the man suspected of setting his wife on fire this weekend was also injured in the incident and is hospitalized. They say he will be taken into custody and charged with the crime when he's released. No names have been released in the case. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies say a former police officer who was wanted on murder charges shot and killed himself in Montgomery yesterday. James Chadwick Green was wanted in connection with the shooting death of his 33-year-old ex-wife in Sampson, where he had been an officer. Deputies pulled Green over on Interstate 65 near the West South Boulevard. That's when he took his own life. A German firm is opening its new North American headquarters in Alabama. SWJ Technology will build a new 5,000-square-foot facility in a part of Tuscaloosa that was devastated by a tornado in 2011. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're getting ready for a very active week of weather and very wet at times. For tonight, cloudy. There could be a couple of showers later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow, a breezy day. Kind of chilly. Periods of rain. High 54. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are warmer with scattered showers and thunderstorms around at times. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. Highs in the 70s. And then more rain likely on Friday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President's Day, always a good day to share the wisdom from Ronald Reagan.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
How did we go from that to this?
We're going to get a jobs report at the end of this week, which probably will indicate we've lost at least another 500,000 jobs.
Tomorrow we're expecting another dismal jobs report on top of the 2.6 million jobs that we lost last year. Today we learned that in the previous week the number of new unemployment claims jumped to 626,000.
How'd that happen? You know why? It's not that complicated because as demented as they are, as wrongheaded as they are, the other side never takes their foot off. Not for a second. Not for a second. There's a great tweet here on Blackman's page. It's his pinned tweet, meaning it stays there. And it says, a very wise man told me back in 1995 that all the pinks and reds, meaning those who are advocates of communism and socialism, and there's very little difference between the two. It's just one has bigger guns to get you on board with their ideology. All the pinks and reds have gone green. Today, all the fake greens emerge from their pink and red hiding places to support the new Green Deal. Which is just the most unbelievable abomination. I haven't heard much about AOC the last couple. Have you noticed that? I wonder if old Pelosi put the silencer on her.
It's possible. I hear Nancy has a lot of leverage.
Miss Oil and Lube, 1955?
Yeah. That's how you become Speaker.
Shrieker of the House.
Yeah, leverage.
That's another thing I don't understand. How the hell did she get back in there after we threw her out so unceremoniously in 2010 and she's back? See, this is a problem. This is a problem. And one clip we'll play to wrap up this President's Day spectacular, Young Joey.
All right.
In just a couple of minutes. Let's see what else is in the news today. We'll go to one of our aggregator sites. Bad Bit Blue. Uncensored News is the site. Let's see. Do we care if Alyssa Milano gets schooled on the Second Amendment? Not really. Hate crime against MAGA hat wearer. Did you hear about this? I think this is the one in Kentucky. Tennessee. Yeah. Tennessee man charged with first-degree wanton endangerment after witnesses told police he pulled a gun on a man who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat inside Sam's Club, God forbid. Police arrested James Phillips, 57. If you look at the mugshot of this twerp, he's as goofy-looking as it gets. Phillips told police he made the gesture at the man and a woman with him because of the MAGA hats they were wearing. That was triggered. These are crazy people, man. What you got? What was that?
Helen just saying how much she appreciated you playing the Reagan clip.
Oh. Helen, that was my pleasure. Oh, here's the original. January 30th, Empire star Jussie Smollett was attacked in an apparent hate crime. And I read this on that date, on the air, that morning. And I said, this is BS. Anybody that's lived in Chicago knows the city and knows the nuances of the city. That's the important thing. I interviewed for a job there. Interestingly enough, when I went to Florida, it was supposed to be for a few years. Because I just wanted to do well enough to get invited back to Chicago. Mom and Dad were still there. It was my kid sister. But a funny thing happened on the way to that plan. I did better than I thought. I get invited in 86 by a station I really enjoyed up there, WRXR Railroad. And I had a sit-down meeting with the general manager and program director. I said, but let's go for a ride. So I had a rental car. They joined me. And I took them all over the city. And I said, this is what most program directors and jocks fail to understand. This is a city of neighborhoods. And I explained all over the place, the nuances of this and that. This giant cigar store Indian that used to be at 63rd and Pulaski. And so when you give landmarks like that, people know you live in their city. That it's not just, but the problem is so many people come to Chicago, generally they're going to get paid well, so they're going to live downtown or on Lakeshore Drive or the near north side and never leave it. They don't know about Woodmere and Willowbrook and all these other little great little stories that are part of the fabric of the city. And they were impressed, Joey. I went back to Florida. That was a weekend interview. Got to spend a bonus day or two on somebody else's dime with mom and dad. And my agent calls and says, they want to hire you, but I turned them down. I said, why? He said, because they offered you what you're making down there. And they had put together this convoluted offer with a six-figure base, but it had enough. If I hit all the bonuses, I could make $500,000 a year. You don't know. You're at the mercy of ratings and things like that. Station that was still trying to make its imprint. Thank God I didn't take it. Because a year later, they were out of business. They were something else. Ever say about the all-chick radio station?
No. Sounds awesome, though. Could I be program director?
Well, the novelty was that all the jocks were women.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't particularly good, though. Only one of them went on to have any kind of a career. And when they invented The Loop, a station I premiered on, March 14th, 1977, they were all gone. And The Loop lasted for almost 40 years. I think that's out of business now, too. 5:52 is our time. What's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
Myself and Troy, as usual on Mondays. I mean, hell if I know what we're going to talk about, but we'll probably get into the Smollett case. And, well, you didn't even mention it. Mr. Wiener is out of jail prematurely.
Anthony's Wiener got sprung.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on Facebook this morning. Did you see the cover of the New York Post?
No, I did.
Oh, it's hilarious. It is hilarious.
But Troy's downstairs, so I'm going to go fetch him.
Okay, you go fetch him. I'll tell everybody about Morris Capuano, and then we'll move on with our evening here. Morris, by the way, is the guy, especially for those of you who are sitting there renting a place saying, I'll never be able to own. How do you know unless you try? Are you afraid of rejection? Sometimes Morris will process an application from somebody who will be rejected the first time, but for specific reasons. They don't just say, we don't like you, so we're not gonna let you buy a place. There are criterion. And many of those criterion can be easily fixed with a little effort. He's done that for so many people. I'll tell you, with taxes and the changes in the brackets and everything, you're going to want to have that first mortgage interest deduction. For many, it's going to be a huge game changer. I know that next year at tax time, it's going to be big for Goose. She's closing on March 11th, and she'll have almost, I think, 9 months of mostly interest payments to check off against her taxes. She already gets a small refund. Next year, it'll be that much larger. Because that's a deduction that won't go away. Get Morris to work for you. Nobody will try harder and make you more at ease with the process than he will. 409-9300 is the number. He's partnered with Renaissance Bank. They have all kinds of programs for people with special situations, low down payment, and so forth. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As you head home on this Monday holiday, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has a couple of accidents for you. We have one at Ann Street and I-85. Be careful there. Also, on Taylor Road in the middle lane between East Chase and Vaughn Road, we have an accident there. We also have one at Taylor Road and University Court. That's right there beside the interstate across from AUM near Jack's. We also have a stalled vehicle on the Eastern Boulevard in front of Capital Chevrolet causing delays there. Otherwise, on the Boulevard, it's not a bad ride out there. It's a little crowded around the Troy Highway. Also, around Vaughn Road and I-85. Other than that, not a bad ride this afternoon. Streets are wet. Please be careful. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Okay, what do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Joey.
I think it would be appropriate if we wrapped up with one of our favorite pieces. We've played it many times, but on this President's Day, we'll close with this.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure.
Donald Trump just last week confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
But likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
That said, basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually